Corinthians verses 18 through 25. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided, through the foolishness of our proclamation, to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength.
So how's your Yiddish? I'm going to teach you a song. It's the one on that teeny bit of paper. I'll sing it for you. Follow along. We'll figure out what it means, but you got to hear it first. Schneerele, perele, gildene fawn, Mashiach ben David sitzt deuten an alter Becher in der rechter Hand. Macht Abbruch her auf dem ganzen Land. Oi, Amen, be Amen, das ist vor. Mashiach wird kommen, heintigs Jahr. Oi, Amen, be Amen, das ist vor. Mashiach wird kommen, heintigs Jahr. Sing with me, please. Now, this is one of those occasions where the joyful noise theory comes into play. Pronounce it as well as you can. There's no one here, as far as I know, whose native language is Yiddish, and I know only a little, so it'll be great. Sing with me, if you would. Song about Mashiach ben David, Messiah, son of David. And it's a song that is finally very like Mary's song, which we sang just a minute ago. A song about the coming of Messiah, a song about it turning the world right side up. In Mary's song, she sings, the powerful will be pulled down from their thrones, and those who are crushed will be raised up. The hungry will be filled full of good things, and the rich will be sent empty away. These promises that go with Messiah are what the word Messiah means. These promises, the expectation that God would turn the world indeed right side up, are what expecting Messiah is about. These promises live in these songs, because these songs expect these promises to be kept and honored. This is a song that we love in our family. Love it so much that we sing it to our children as a lullaby. Because in the end, what better to wrap your children in before they go to sleep than the promise that God would turn the world right side up? Sing with me again. Near at the parent, the guild and the farm, the shield up in north, it sits striking on, ere out of Berke, in the rector hand, Martha broke her out in Gansen Mount. Very important to my family. We sing it to our children, we sing it to ourselves. We sing it when we carry canoes over portages in the boundary waters. We sing it all the time. But this last spring, we sang it also to my sister. My sister who lived 2 years with Lou Gehrig's disease and then died on the last day of February. I apologize for telling you a story like that. We don't know each other yet. And I therefore don't have the right to tell you such a story, but indulge me, please. I'm learning how to think about my sister's death. As she sat gasping for breath, as she sat dying, those of you who have ridden that ride with someone with ALS know what that's like. ALS kills off every nerve controlling every voluntary muscle in your entire body. The last to go for my sister were the nerves controlling her breathing. And as they went, breathing turned to gasping, and gasping felt like drowning. And as we sat on her bed, holding her upright because she could breathe slightly better without the weight of the entire atmosphere crushing her chest. As we sat on her bed, holding her upright, rubbing her back, waiting for the anti-anxiety meds and the morphine to catch up with the latest stage of the disaster, we sang this song to her, this lullaby, this song about God keeping promises in a world that was very clearly upside down. Near the pear and the guild and a fawn, the she up and all it sits driving on, and how long in the right hand, Manta broke her up in Gansen Land, oi, amen, amen, das is wahr. In 1 Corinthians, Paul says that a Messiah who comes and is crucified is to Jews a skandalon, and is to Gentiles moria. Sitting on my sister's bed, waiting for her breathing to cease, because you cannot hope for it to get better with ALS. Messiah or no Messiah, crucified or not, you hope for a gracious end to the struggle to gasp breath. As we sat singing, I understood Paul's words about skandalon and moria better than I had before. In your translations, pick one, any one. Moria will be translated as foolish, foolishness. It doesn't mean that. It means not foolish, but moronic. A harsher word, a painful word. But if you have sat with someone praying that they would stop breathing, you understand how it might sound moronic to proclaim that Messiah has turned the world right side up. The word skandalon is translated usually as stumbling block, and indeed it is. But the word means really in Greek what it means in English. It's a scandal. The notion that Messiah could come and leave Rome still in power is a scandal. The notion that Messiah could come and heal some people who could not walk, but not all, is a scandal. The notion that Messiah could come and feed some hungry people, but leave children to starve to death even while we've been talking here, is a scandal. And in the years of my Jewish friends, a waste of generations of hard-won hope. Maurice Blanchot, a Jewish philosopher, says that it is essential for Jewish faith that Messiah always be coming, always, but it is equally essential that Messiah never arrive. Sitting on my sister's bed, I thought about that again. The rabbis teach that in every generation, there is a child born who might be the Messiah. Don't know yet, but we'll find out. Might be. Might be the righteous one in his generation who God will use to finally keep the promises that have been made and held by people of faith for generations, for centuries, for millennia. The rabbis teach, therefore, that every pregnant woman is to be treated as the potential mother of the Messiah, and every little toddler is to be raised as if she might be the Messiah herself. Every child is to be looked at for the potential to turn the world right side up. This seems to me wise beyond words. First of all, because if Messiah is indeed born someday and Jesus chooses to come back that way, for Christians, we translate, then it would be good for that child to be raised knowing what she has in front of her. But it seems to me wise, and wiser still, if Blanchot is right, and it is essential that Messiah not come. Because then if every child is raised as if she might be the Messiah, if every little boy grows up knowing that somehow the world needs to be turned right side up, if every child is raised wrapped in that hope, that song of promise and protest, then every child is spurred while they wait for Messiah actually to come, to turn right side up what they can. Until Messiah does come, these children then provide for us a foretaste of the feast to come, a foretaste that is essential in a world in which all of us do, will, and will again know the bitter taste of bile in the back of your throat as you wait for promises that will not be kept this time. And so it was. On Good Friday of 2006, a group of people, old people, young people, family, friends, a group of college students giving up their Easter break, for Pete's sake, came to my sister's house and built for her a ramp. She did not need it. They told her to shut up. She said, I won't need it for a long time. They told her they meant it when they said shut up. She said, but it makes me feel bad. They said, ALS makes us feel bad too. Shut up. And they built the ramp. And they built a beautiful ramp. And they didn't stop until they had planted flowers and put flower boxes on the railings so that when my sister looked at the ramp for the last nearly 2 years of her life, she could see the beauty of people that knew the world needed to be right side up. If all we get from the Messiah is forgiveness of our sins and peace, that's far too little. That's not nearly enough. God has been forgiving since God has been God, which would be, if you're counting, forever. God has been giving peace since God created the universe, which, if you're counting, is as long as we can count. If all we get from Messiah is forgiveness and peace, it is nothing. Because Messiah means the world will be turned right side up. And so it was that we had a foretaste of that. In the goodness of people who gave themselves to create beauty, to steal beauty from death. With belief in Messiah creates a new generation, ever again a new generation, of people that hold the promise of God and live the protest against the upside down world. Then this is indeed the foolish wisdom of God. This is indeed such resurrection as we can have access to. This is indeed a foretaste that reminds us to look for other places where the world is upside down. I don't know you yet. You don't know me. I know that the world is upside down in your world too. I just don't know how. Maurice Blanchot argues that the achingly absent Messiah has trained Jews to demand justice. May it do the same for Christians. May it do the same for us. And may you, with God's promise in your bones, may you turn right side up what you can. That is a gift from God, a promise from God, and a foretaste of Messiah to come. If I could ask you to stand, this song really only works on your feet. One last time, please, sing.
Schneer and the pear and the gild and the farm, Mashiach and David sits toiling on.
Peace. Watch for Messiah.